tackle John Fox the way he treats players at camp? Have you seen the tangible effects on your body? I know it's early, but in game one, you have
no
benefits of that.
Absolutely. You know, he's a. We do what we need to do, get out of practice what we need to get out of it. But at the same time, he's always preaching about being fresh and fresh in the mind and fresh legs. So that's for me, obviously, that's beneficial.
Is the benefit going to really come in like November, December, you know, when normally you kind of wear down at that point? Anybody?
Well, that's what I believe it will. But let's take care of business now and worry about that then. But absolutely. I think that the way we do things, let's get in, let's make practice tempo like game tempo without all the banging. And make sure our minds are ahead of the game. Make sure we're in position to be where we need to be. So when game time comes, we can just fly around and have a good time.
Brian, obviously finances have a little bit to do with it. You've been in the league a while. You've seen rookies coming in more prepared from the start to be able to play from day one than maybe earlier in your career?
I don't know about that. I just think it's an individual thing. You have some guys that come in that are hungry, that are starving, that are humble, and they want to get after it. They want to learn. They want to be the best at their position. And you have others that that don't always do that. And so I think it's an individual basis thing.
Are you surprised that the number of quarterbacks now that are being thrown, like Cam Newton and obviously Dalton, thrown in there from day one of the season and sink or swim?
No, I mean that's happened periodically in the past. I mean, different organizations have different ways they like to do things. Some, obviously I was with Philadelphia and we kind of, gave Donovan a little time to learn under Doug Peterson at the time. But other franchises are like, no, we're going to put him in and let him learn from his mistakes. Obviously, the best that I can think of, obviously, is Peyton. You know, they did the same thing with him, put him in there and let him learn on the job.
Brian, much has been made of your performance. You were everywhere in that game. How do you evaluate your own performance?
I made a lot of mistakes out there, and that's how I looked at it. The plays that I should have made, I think I was doing what I usually do. That's who I am. But I look at it from a more detailed perspective, and I had too many mistakes mentally that I should have been different places that I could have helped out a little more.
Do you always, is that just the way you are, no matter how well you play? Are you going to focus on the negative versus the positive?
You have to. Yeah, I mean, I believe you have to. You can't. The pats on the back will only last as long as you're doing good. And as soon as you start thinking, stinking up the joints, it'll be the other type of. It won't be a pat on the back. It'll be the other, a sharp object in the back. So, I look at it as nobody can be as hard on me as I am. So even after a so-called good game, I look for those things I need to improve on.
How soon after the Raider game do you turn your attention to Cincinnati?
Usually I'll watch the game afterwards. Me and my wife, we'll watch the game afterwards at home. We'll TiVo it, obviously, and look at it a couple of times to see what I need to correct. We'll come in and watch it as a team. But after that, it's time to move on. Whatever I did or did not do is not going to help me in this next game.
Just chance you try and play this game without Champ and Elvis. What needs to happen?
The philosophy that Coach Fox and we're talking about around here is the next guy. Obviously, it's a mute statement for me to tell you what he and Champ means to us as a team. But for those individuals that are going to have to step up, they're going to have to step up and play. And we're not saying that you need to step up and put the whole world on your shoulders. No, you need to step up, do your job at your spot, and we'll do our job at our spot, and we'll come out and see if that's good enough.